This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers during the emergency session of today's meeting of the House of Representatives urged the government to create an environment for agitating teachers' return to school. Ministry of Agriculture preparing policy, programs and budget for the upcoming fiscal year to enhance productivity and protect soil. Israeli ambassador to Nepal vows efforts for safe return of kidnapped Nepali student Bipin Joshi, and North Korea for the first time confirms it sent troops to fight for Russia in Ukraine war. Now, the news in detail. Members of Parliament have drawn the government's attention towards creating an environment for the community school teachers currently staging protest in Kathmandu to return to their workplace. Speaking during the emergency session of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, they said that it was unfortunate that classes had occurred during peaceful protest by teachers and that accesses towards the teachers should be stopped. The lawmakers also demanded that the government create an environment for teachers to return to school by enacting the School Education Act. Janardhan Sharma of CPN Maoist Center condemned yesterday's incident where teachers were injured with police using water cannons and batons against a peaceful protest and stressed that the state should enact a law to fulfill the legitimate demands. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Sumana Shrestha and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party MP Roshan Karki demanded that the government immediately fulfill the just demands of the teachers and condemned the attack on journalists covering the protest, among others. Three people were killed and two others sustained injuries when a jeep heading towards Thula Pokhara from Osare of Siddheshwar met with an accident at Siddheshwar Raina Devi Chahara Rural Municipality 1 in Palpa District last night. Police said that five of the injured were rushed to the hospital in Tansin where doctors declared three of them dead. According to the police, the jeep fell some 200 meters down the road and further investigation into the incident is underway. The Department of Tourism has informed that more than 400 climbers from 53 countries have acquired permits as of April 27 for climbing Sagarmatha, the world's tallest peak in this spring climbing season. A total of 402 climbers from 41 expeditions have obtained permits to ascend the world's tallest peak. Among them, 74 are women. Department Director Liladhar Avasthi informed that the department has set up a field office at the base camp to ensure safe, orderly mountain climbing and to regulate the mountaineering activities. It is stated that during the 72 years of climbing Sagarmatha, many new records have been set as a growing number of mountaineers jostle to stand tall on the top of the world's tallest peak. So far, more than 8,000 domestic and foreign climbers have reached atop the highest peak in history, and the trend of setting new records continues. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development is preparing policy, programs and budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 with the focus on increasing agricultural productivity while preserving soil health. Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Dr. Hari Bahadur Kesi, informed that the Ministry has outlined its policy, programs and budget plans for the upcoming year aiming to boost agricultural output while ensuring ecological sustainability. The government is scheduled to present policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year in the Federal Parliament on Friday, May 2nd. With rising concerns about the excessive use of pesticides in crops, the ministry has planned a series of campaigns aimed at reducing pesticide residues with efforts including expanding pesticide testing programs and educating farmers on proper pesticide uses to comply with safety standards. Israeli ambassador to Nepal, Samulik Bas, has said he is working to ensure the safe return of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who was kidnapped by Hamas. 10 Nepali students were killed in the Hamas attack in Israel on 7th October 2023. 8 of them were from Sudar Pashim province. Bipin, also from the same province, remains missing. According to the Israeli embassy, The Israeli government is providing financial assistance to the families of the Nepali students killed in the attack. Ambassador Bas said he has urged the Israeli government to take initiatives for Bipin's speedy and safe release. The World Day for Safety and Health at Work is being observed throughout the globe, including in Nepal today. The theme of the day this year is Revolutionizing Health and Safety, the Role of AI and Digitalization at Work. This day has been marked at the call of the International Labour Organization, ILO, since 2003 to emphasize the prevention of accidents and diseases in the workplace. 28 April is also the International Commemoration Day for Dead and Injured Workers, organized worldwide by the trade union movement since 1996. Nepal has bagged 12 medals, including 1 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze in the South Asian Youth Table Tennis Championship held at the National Table Tennis Training Center in Lanchor yesterday. India claims the remaining 13 gold medals in under-19 and under-15 age groups. Except for Bhutan, 85 players from 6 South Asian countries participated in the 4-day tournament. According to the organizer, the first and second teams in the under-19 boys and girls events have been selected for the Asian Junior Table Tennis Championship to be held in Uzbekistan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. North Korea has for the first time confirmed that it sent troops to fight for Russia against Ukraine. In a report on the Korean Central News Agency KCNA, Pyongyang's military claimed its soldiers helped Russian forces completely liberate the Kursk border region, according to an order given by leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang's announcement comes just days after Russian Chief of Staff praised the heroism of North Korean troops. For the first time, Moscow has publicly acknowledged their involvement. KCNA said the decision to deploy troops was under a mutual defense treaty between Pyongyang and Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un signed a comprehensive strategic partnership treaty in June last year, committing the two countries to come to each other's assistance militarily in the event of war. Responding to the statement, the U.S. said North Korea must now bear responsibility for perpetuating the war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds combined with the moisture-laden wind entering from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places of the hilly regions of Lumbini and Korali province and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. Heavy rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi, with the possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 13 to 15 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Lawmakers during the emergency session of today's meeting of the House of Representatives urged the government to create an environment for agitating teachers' return to school. Ministry of Agriculture preparing policy, programs and budget for the upcoming fiscal year to enhance productivity and protect soil. Israeli ambassador to Nepal vows efforts for safe return of kidnapped Nepali student Bipin Joshi. And North Korea for the first time confirms it sent troops to fight for Russia in Ukraine war. This is we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.